Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to David Benjamin Citrin's Tap Your Daily Potential in Minutes. A while ago in one of our past programs, we talked about an incredible study done about 350,000 people involved. Dr. Martin Seligman was the man who went ahead and did it, commissioned by a whole load of companies who wanted to find out about human potential. And we're really interested in this idea that we are what we think about all day long. And they wanted to find out, what do successful people think about? And by success, they were talking about not just wealth, they were talking about relationships, they were talking about people who were happy, people who are feeling joy. So they were trying to find out what it is that's at the very core, what's the essence of what people think about that carries them into a higher level. And they found in this study over 22 years that the top 10%, as we said in the previous program, were thinking about one thing most of the time, and the bottom 10% were thinking about one thing most of the time. But that thing really, really differed. But what were the top 10% thinking about? And as I'm saying this, I want you to ask yourself the question, well, what do I think about all day long? What's the majority of my thinking centered around? And the top 10% were thinking about the following. What do I want and how do I get it? What do I want and how do I get it? And the bottom 10% were thinking something very different. They were thinking, what's wrong with my life and who's to blame? What's wrong with my life and who's to blame? And what's the biggest difference when we take a look at both of these? First of all, ask yourself, well, which one am I closer to? Which one am I sort of more geared to? And we're usually somewhere in a spectrum between these two. Am I thinking more about, you know, what's wrong in my life, who's to blame more of the time? Or am I more of the time thinking, what can I achieve and how do I get there? Yeah, what do I want and how do I get there? Well, the biggest difference, if you analyze those two statements, those two thought patterns, is in terms of empowerment. And that's what we're going to capitalize on today. We have an incredible technique which is going to really, really help you get the most out of your day, get the full potential out of your day as an outgrowth of this study. If you look at it, the biggest difference is one statement empowers and the other disempowers. First statement, what do I want and how do I get there, is all about I. What can I do? What's in my influence? The other one is all disempowering. It's giving away power to other people. How often in your life are you giving away power to other people? Are you putting the blame out there? Are you not taking responsibility for your own situation? How often are you putting it out there rather than taking it inside you and asking, what do I want and how do I get there? How can I gear myself towards something better in my life? And we can break this down in a number of different ways of how we can focus on the things that we can really influence. Because it's all about this concept of a circle of influence. There's a circle of influence of things that you can influence in your life, but too many people are putting their energy into the things that they cannot influence, and they're not even aware of it. Why? Because most of this is in terms of thoughts. Most energy is lost through not work, not pleasure, it's through thoughts, worry, regret, jealousy, resentment, all sorts of different thought patterns that are going through people's minds. And if the thought patterns are focused, if the person's thoughts are focused on things that they can influence in their life, then there's energy conservation happening. Then you're channeling your energy. In fact, you can even increase your energy levels. But your energy levels will go down. They will hit rock bottom if you're constantly focusing on what you cannot influence. Let's take a look at this more deeply. If we take the concept of tapping into your daily potential, that tap. What does the T and the A and the P stand for? Tap is time, tap is action, and tap is person. T, time. A, action. P, person. In terms of time, where do you have the most influence? Do you have it in the past, the present, or the future? Clearly, it's in the present. That's what all the Zen Buddhists are talking about. Put yourself into the present completely, and you will conserve your energy. But that's quite a difficult task to do, to channel your energy into the present. So we need a system to do that. What's the problem with the focusing on the past? Well, clearly that's out of your influence. And there goes a lot of regret, a lot of pain, yeah, which is can often be unhelpful. Yeah, unless you are learning from it, which is a present focus. Yeah, what can I learn in the present? Versus the future, well, the future holds a lot of worry when people focus are constantly focusing on the future and they're not focusing on the area of time where they have the most influence. So putting your energy into the day is crucial. I often ask clients, well, if you ask yourself the question, can I handle the next year ahead? And I want you to ask yourself this question right now. Can I handle the year ahead? On a spectrum of 0 to 10, where 10 is complete overwhelm and 0 is completely confident, where are you? And usually the answer comes out at about 7 or 8, sometimes 9 or 10 if they've got a particularly difficult year ahead, or their perception of it is particularly difficult. Then ask them, well, what about a month? Can I handle the month ahead? What happens then to the feeling of overwhelm? And suddenly it goes down to maybe 5, 6, week. Can I handle the week ahead? Ask yourself that question. Can I handle my next week, this next week ahead? What number am I going to give that? Usually goes down, 4, 3, and then down to the day. Can I handle this day ahead of me? And usually we're down at about the 1. When you're in a state of overwhelm, then you're not going to be able to be as productive as you can really be. You're not going to be able to enjoy your life, smell the flowers, smell the fruit, smell the, you know, experience the product. Yeah, taste the fruit of your endeavors. You're not going to be able to fully engage and connect with life, real life. You can only, it's like trying to play a console game without the controls in your hand. You cannot unless you tap into the day. You must find a way to tap into the day. And today I have something for you which is going to bring that right into your hands, completely into your control, because it's very hard. It's tough to try and constantly remind yourself to know, I'm not going to focus too much on the past, not too much on the future. I'm going to focus on the present. And I'm not saying we don't focus on the future. I want to make a huge distinction here between worrying about the future and planning. Planning is a present day activity. Worrying is when what someone does when they're doing something else and really they're not really focused on what they're doing, whether it's trying to get to sleep or whatever it is, they're trying to do some work, but they're worrying. Half of themselves is focusing on something in the future. So really, when half of yourself is focusing on working out how you're going to solve that future problem, really you're not going to be able to fully engage with either the past or the future because you're split half and half, and that creates a lot of stress when you're spreading yourself thin. So we need to have something that's going to gear us towards today, the now. And I've got something for you coming up. Let's take a look at action, because this is also going to be brought in with the practical exercise I'm going to give you, which is phenomenal. It really is. Action. Actions. In terms of actions and where can I put my greatest influence, where do I have influence, take a look at your strengths and your passions. And people just they just don't know what these things are in general. People usually know, you know, they have a vague understanding of their own strengths. You have greatness inside you. You have potential inside you. You have the ability to do 100 times more than you're currently doing. It just needs to be discovered. And there are loads of ways to discover it, but you need to take the time, a small amount of time, to take a look at yourself. What have you got? One of the areas where I train people is in interview technique, as I've mentioned before. And one of the key things which helps the clients I work with beat tens, hundreds, sometimes even thousands of people is to do a life scan, to scan through their life and do an inventory of those times when you felt in flow, those times where, you know, something's just come easy to you and it was easy to do, rather than something which you found really hard to do and you struggled through. It was for you, it was easy, but for someone else, they didn't find it easy. And you might not even see that as a strength or a skill because it comes so easily to you. What is it that comes so easily to you that other people would work hard to try and attain the level of, that it just doesn't come so easily to other people? Find those things. How do you do that? Look through the evidence in your life. Make an inventory of your life. When were the times when you just excelled, where things just went smoothly? You engaged with that person, you influenced that person, you took the business to the next level, the relationship, whatever it was. And you just had this breakthrough in whatever area, health, wealth, relationships, something in your life, whether it was spiritual, whatever it was. What was it that took you to that level? Where did you feel that sense of flow, like you were doing the thing you wanted to be doing and you were strong at it and you felt skilled? And usually in those moments of flow, you can recognize them because in those moments you have no needs. There is no need for recognition. There is no need to be paid. There is no need to be praised, whatever. You don't have needs. You even sometimes forget physical needs completely because you're just so in the moment. And you're so in the moment giving over whatever it is that your talent and your skill is. Find that in you. Take a look through your life and literally with a piece of paper and a pen, go through your life from when you were very small all the way through up to now, year by year. Go through it all, because most people that I train in interviews, they're only bringing about 1, 2, 3% of themselves initially into the interviews, and I teach them how to upgrade to a completely different level, bring 70, 80, 90% of yourself in there, and you will beat other people who are on paper, theoretically, better than you in various different ways, but they're only bringing, most people out there are only bringing up to 5% of themselves into an interview. So this is what pushes people ahead. I kind of compare it to someone who is, you know, goes into a shop with a bag that's all zipped up and locked up, and they go to the counter and they ask, they're really thirsty, it's a hot day, and they ask for a Coca-Cola, and the guy brings out the Coca-Cola, and you start sort of, you know, trying to find the money, trying to find the coins, trying to find something in his pocket, but he doesn't have the 69p for the Coke. He doesn't have that money to give over. And so he leaves the shop disappointed and embarrassed and really thirsty. And he goes home on a long trek home. When he gets home, after pulling that bag all the way back with him, really schlepping it along, he pulls it home and he takes a look and he goes, hey, hold on a second. And he unlocks it and he unzips it. And inside it's full of cash and diamonds and jewelry. He could have bought the shop, let alone the Coke. And he suddenly realizes what he could have done and all the pain that he went through because he never actually took an inventory of what he has to give. What have you got to give? What's in your bag that you haven't released yet? What is it that you have not released, that you have not shown the world yet? Because the world cannot reward you until you know yourself what it is that you have to give. In order to influence others, you need to first influence yourself. You need to first find that clarity in you. absolute clarity about what it is that you have to give, because the world is a jumbled place. There's the internet out there, and there's just information overload. And if your message isn't clear, it's just not going to ring a bell with people. You need to know yourself 100% from start to finish. 100%. You need to have a look through your life and find all of the evidence for those times and all of the evidence of the strengths and skills that you have, everything in your life. And then from that evidence, compile a list of what each of those things mean. That time when you influence people really well, or that time when you solve that problem, or what was it about that that shows something good about you, and start writing down an inventory of your skills and strengths. Start unpacking your bags. Know yourself. Have absolute clarity about who you are and what you have to give to the world. And then the world will respond. Then the world will be able to engage with you. You can't set up shop and not show what it is that you've got to the world. You can't hide everything in the back room. How are people supposed to know what to buy off you? You've got to put out there exactly what it is that you've got. And you're only going to find that out if you look deep inside yourself. So make that inventory. So we've covered time. We've covered action. What's the last one? Person. Find the area of influence in person. And that's an easy one. Out of all the people in the world, who is it you have most influence over? You guessed it. Yourself. You've got most influence over yourself. And the reason people get distracted from this is that they're just so taken by various different things that are to do with hurt and blame, etc., which take them to other people. Their focus is on other people. What's this person doing? What's that person doing? What are the big hit shows that are on television at the moment? What are other people doing? What is everyone doing? What's everyone else doing? Big Brother. Yeah, let's find out. Let's live our lives through other people. Yeah, even fictional people. Let's live our whole lives through soaps. Yeah, let's live our whole lives through, and it's this temptation that we have to not actually face ourselves directly and experience life directly. Well, what's really happening? We're being distracted by blaming others, by getting involved in jealousy, resentment, hate, and fear. And we start living our lives through others, and they're not even aware most of the time. But, the resentment as has been said before, resentment is kind of like, you're going to take some poison for yourself. You know, if you're focusing on resentment, you're going to take some poison and hope that your enemy dies. That's what resentment is. You're taking the poison, swallowing it poison, and hoping that the enemy dies. What are you doing? You're ultimately eating yourself up. So blame, jealousy, resentment, hate, and fear, all of these things just distract you from the real game. And the real game is you. The real place that you have influence is yourself. You can change the world, but first you need to know yourself, and you need to overcome yourself, and you need to develop yourself. And that means focusing on building your skills, building who you are. If you're not where you want to be, start changing yourself. Start listening more. Fill your time with education. Fill your time. You know, people spend 500 to 1,000 hours in the car every year. Now, it's been estimated that in order to make an expert, and different experts have been studied from businessmen like Steve Jobs, Bill Gates, all the way through to musicians, top musicians, and what they keep finding is that it takes about, and this is kind of well known at this stage, it takes about 10,000 hours to be an expert. Well, if you want to be more expert, then fill your audio time, fill your car time with, make your car a university. Make your car a university. Fill it with audio that is going to empower you, give you skills. You can learn a skill in a year through your car time. You can develop yourself to the level of expert purely in the car over 10 years, never mind all the work that you do on yourself outside, which will speed it up to 3, 4, 5 years. What can you do to fast track yourself, to develop yourself? And this stuff is just not going to happen if you're sidetracked by other people and what other people are doing and how other people are living their lives and how great a situation this person's in, etc., 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 and how terrible this person is and how bad a thing that they did. You get sidetracked by watching the news all the time, not all for being globally aware and be aware of what's going on, but some people will just start the day with the news and then just sort of tap into it again and again and again, fill their mind with what are other people doing all the time. Stuff that most of that stuff out there on the news, on Google News, you cannot influence. Yes, it's good to be aware. Yes, it's good to spend a bit of time having an update about what's going on in the world. But don't live your life through other people. Live your life through yourself and start making a difference to yourself. You have huge influence over yourself. You can take that incredible potential. You see, it's all very good to have those strengths and those passions that you'll find through your life scan. But that they're not going to – there's so many people out there with talent. There's just very few people out there with sincere, incredible, powerful skill. And talent is – it needs to be taken. Skill is when you take talent and you hone it and you craft it. You take your craft and you hammer away at it every single day and make it absolutely phenomenal and then take it out to the world. You can do that. So we're talking about TAP, tap into your potential. Tap into your daily potential through time, through action, through person. All right, so what's a really practical way of doing this? What is one of the most practical ways, most powerful ways of doing this? Well, there's an incredible approach which I've been working on actually in the last week, which is based on some other ideas which I've talked about, which have come from Brian Tracy and a few others, about living your life in advance. But this is taking things to the next level. We talked about the idea of how powerful it is to future-base yourself, to experience things in advance, experience your results in advance, and how that rockets your self-belief. And when you rocket your self-belief, you rocket your action. When you take massive action, you get massive results. Okay, now let's take that to the place where you have most influence, the time when you have most influence. That's the day ahead of you, the 24 hours ahead of you. So I've talked about the 30-day challenge in the past, and keep that going. It's so important to keep that going and have a general compass as to where you're going on in life, because that's going to feed your mind and direct you and hone your drive to move forward. But we need to take it also to another level. We need to focus you on the day ahead of you, the 24 hours ahead of you, the 24 hours in front of your nose. Because as soon as you start doing that, you're going to have a huge amount of benefits. You're going to avoid overwhelm. As we said, when a person's focusing on the 24 hours ahead of them, they're not overwhelmed because they can handle it. Remember the 1 out of 10 versus the 8 out of 10, the 9 out of 10, right? So we're talking about acting at your highest productivity by zoning in on the 24 hours ahead of you. It's also going to increase your confidence and self-belief if you're in a place where you only have to handle the 24 hours in front of you. You know, if you're doing an exam, you never do an exam all at once. You do one question at a time. If you're focusing on that idea, you're not going to get overwhelmed. One question at a time. Yes, we need to take a couple of minutes to take an overall look at the exam. And that's where the 30-day challenge came in. That's where the time for looking at your life comes in. Planning, not worrying about the rest of your life. But we need to zone in on your day. So how do we do that? An advanced daily diary. Just like a normal diary, except you're writing it 24 hours in advance. A phenomenal idea which will change your life if you just put it into action. Try it today. All you need to do is imagine that it's 24 hours from now. Let's say it's your bedtime, yeah? And you write out the date. The next day, yeah, whatever the next day's date is, and you write out the time of going to bed. And that's the time that you are writing your diary, but you're writing it 24 hours in advance of that. And you write out the day at your ideal level. Now, when I say ideal level, I'm still talking about being specific, being inspiring, and realistic. But you're writing it out as if it's already happened in an absolute positive manner, filling the day with just absolute joy, achievement, productivity, happiness, stuff that just ask yourself, what am I going to be most happy about? What's the day that I want ahead of me, yeah, or behind me that I'm just going to be so happy about if I do? Be you in 24 hours and look back and write out that perfect day. Now, I'm not talking about people coming up to you and going, hey, you won the lottery or anything like that. I'm talking about stuff that's in your influence based on your knowledge about what you're doing tomorrow and what you can do tomorrow. So not just the sort of necessaries, but also what you can achieve tomorrow, what you can create for yourself, what you can develop for yourself. Write out your perfect day, the day that you're going to be so proud of yourself with at the end of that day. Write that out in the past tense as if it's already happened. And put in all those superlatives, you know, so happy with myself for doing this, really pleased with how that meeting went, incredible time connecting with so-and-so, whoever it was, yeah? Write in those things. And then start taking another look and ask yourself, well, what more will I want in my day? And you put that in as well. And make sure it is still specific, inspiring, and realistic, achievable for you. As long as it's all three of those, you're going to be writing the right stuff. And a great indication for that is if you're really happy as you're writing, because you'll know then that it's specific, inspiring, and realistic. If you're really happy as you're writing, you know you've hit the target, you've hit the bullseye. So what's this going to do for you? Again, avoiding overwhelm, so that's crucial. Also, you're going to increase your confidence. You're going to increase your self-belief because you've already lived that day. You've already lived that day through on its top level of being that amazing person in that meeting, of being that amazing person in that relationship, whatever it is that you wanted to do. And that massive self-belief, as we said, creates massive action. So that increase in confidence is going to automatically affect the action and lead to peak performance for you, just like it does for top athletes and top performers. And it's also going to help you be way more decisive. You're going to know, be clear, what it is that you want to do with that day. And it's the person who is most certain who will influence the other people. It's the person who is most certain in what it is that they're saying they're doing. They're the one who is going to influence everyone else. How certain are you about your next day? Now, a criticism of this is like, yeah, you don't know what life is going to throw at you. For sure, you've got to add in flexibility in there. But that doesn't mean you don't make a plan. That doesn't mean you don't try and you don't clarify for yourself, because you're going to give yourself 10 times the head start. Yes, some days things are going to be hectic, different things are going to happen, but I assure you, if you've already clarified what's really important for you in that day, when the various different challenges come along, you're going to deal with them 10 times better because you've already prioritized your day. You know what's most important to hold on to and what's least important. And if you're engaged with that, if you're connected with that, you are going to be an unstoppable force. The last effect is kind of like what I call the fridge effect. The fridge effect is, it's kind of like if you were younger, when you were younger, maybe you remember after a big meal with your family, maybe mom said, you know, put away the casserole dish in the fridge. And you pick up the casserole dish, you open the fridge, and you go, oh, mom, there's not enough space in the fridge. And mom comes along, takes a deep sigh, shoves everything around, fits in the chicken casserole dish, and fits in about 10 other things, like the potatoes and the salad and the this and the that and the, yeah, and the kitchen sink. She manages to fit it all in. How does she do it? Well, she just took a little time over it. She took a little time to design. Yeah, she took a little time to think the strategy. If you take some time to take a look at what are all the spaces and how can I arrange my day, but not just in the normal way of arranging it and planning, but in advance, already having that confidence that it will be that way because you're writing it in advance, you're writing it in the past. You take the time to do that and you will make a masterpiece out of your day. And if you make a masterpiece out of each and every day of your life can be incredible. You can literally change the world. It's like putting down the perfect brick every day. As best as you possibly can, you can build an incredible city just by concentrating on how can I put down that perfect brick? What can I do? And I'm not talking about perfect as in perfectionist. It's got to be this way. It's got to be that way. You're designing. You're putting the effort. Where focus goes, energy flows, and energy will flow into your day. And you're going to find, try this. I promise you, you've got to set a time to do this every day. Set a time, set an alarm to do this because it's crucial. You will feel the next day. You will feel the energy that comes with being in the absolute epicenter of your circle of influence. And you'll just have this energy that other people will just be like, whoa, where do you get that energy from? Where does that energy come from? What are you doing? What's different? And you'll know that it just took 5 minutes a day. So, just a quick summary. We talked about that study and where all this has come from, the 350,000 people, those disempowering versus empowering statements that are going on in people's heads from the top to the bottom of that study. So the top people with their, you know, what is it that I want and how do I get there? Yeah, and then those bottom people thinking all the time, what's wrong with my life and who's to blame? Which are you? Where are you going to stand tonight, tomorrow, for the rest of your life? Then we talked about tap, time, yeah, zoning yourself into today. What can I handle in the next day? Can I handle it? Yes, you can when you zone in on the day instead of flitting back and forward between year, month, week, day. And we talked about the distinction between planning and worrying. Set a time in your day or in your week or in your month or in your year to focus on planning the week, the month, the year. But zone in on the day on a daily basis. So time, that's today. Yeah, not getting stuck in the past, not getting stuck in the future. Then we talk about action, focusing on your strengths, doing that inventory, that thirsty guy who couldn't buy the Coke. Are you that thirsty person who couldn't buy the Coke? And what can you do about it? Well, you can do an inventory of yourself. Look through your life. You've got greatness inside you. Look for the evidence through your life. Take some time to clarify who you are and get into a place of absolute certainty with what your strengths and what your passions are. Go through your life. What were the times I was in flow, etc., and find those. Extrapolate those. Know it. Know it. You've got to have it on hand. If someone stopped you in the street and asked you, what are your top 10 strengths? You'd just be able to ream them off. That's how you'll affect the world, because that's how you'll be able to get your message out, only when it's crystal clear. Person, you're the one. It's all about you affecting you. And if you're not zoning in on that, then you're zoning in on other people. You might be living your life through soaps, other people, something else, blame, jealousy, resentment, hate, fear. We talked about swallowing that resentment pill and expecting the enemy to die. Yeah, that poison. Yeah, and how illogical that is. And we're talking about zoning you in on the you. What do I want and how do I get there? How do I get there is going to involve learning skills, the audio tapes, the books. If you want to reach the highest shelves in life, you've got to stand on a big pile of books. You've got to know stuff. You've got to apply stuff. You've got to take the time to develop yourself, to be the person who can then reap the rewards. And then finally, we talked about the application of all this, the Advanced Daily Diary, an incredible, phenomenal, thing that's going to skill, that's going to, this technique is just going to make you right, put you right in the center of that circle of influence, living your life one day in advance, 24 hours, making your day an absolute masterpiece, building your confidence, self-belief, which will lead you to take action as a result of experiencing your day in advance. You'll get this feeling of sort of deja vu. I'm already here. Hey, this is my second time at it. I'm particularly skilled at this day, yeah, whatever that day is. I'm particularly skilled at it because I've already experienced it in my mind. And, you know, this is backed up by neuroscience. In the brain, there are neurons which are set up called mirror neurons, which pave the pathway for your success if you've experienced it in advance. And you just need to make that track with 5 minutes of planning and experience experiencing it in advance. Not writing, I will do this and I will do that. Writing, I have done this and I have done this and I felt fantastic as I did it and I enjoyed every single minute and it was wonderful. Design that day. Not just about achievement, not just about productivity. Life is about enjoying yourself. Feeling happiness, feeling joy in every moment. We don't know how long we're going to live. Let's live it with absolute joy. So write that into your diary and make sure that you are focused in and zoned in on enjoying every moment of what you do. It's going to make you more decisive. And we talked about the fridge effect, how you're going to end up packing way more in than you ever thought was imaginable. Your days are going to be like other people's weeks or months or sometimes, unfortunately, years. Because some people just never get round to anything because they're not engaging with what they have influence over in their life. If this has helped you, if this has given you some inspiration, something good to think about, then please give back by sharing. Pass it on to as many people as you possibly can. Facebook, LinkedIn, whatever. Send it by email to 3 people who you think it's going to really affect and really help. Whoever it is, they might be doing well, they might not be doing well, but give back. Give this to someone else as a present. Pass it on. Thank you very much, and be well, and live life with absolute passion and in the complete epicenter of your influence. Bye-bye.